Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am very pleased to have a special guest on the program today, Frank Wucko. Frank is an intelligence and national security expert, and he's also the host of his own radio program. Welcome, Frank.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. And this is a treat for us, and I know our listeners will very much enjoy your insight. It's all about protecting our identities. It's all about maintaining the security of our files. It's all about everybody's out to get us, Frank.
It seems that way. So it's bad enough that everyone else is out to get us, but lately it seems like we've almost been out to get ourselves.
Well, why do we? I know what you're referring to. It's the intelligence leaks that we've seen by our government at different levels, and you know we work so hard and we spend so much money. What's our defense budget? Over $500 billion a year. Okay,
well,
we spend so much money,
yep.
And then we shoot ourselves in the foot. What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, this latest round of leaks that we have seen mostly appear in the New York Times under the column or authorship of David Sanger appears to be, on the face of it, politically motivated. I mean, there's really no other logical explanation for somebody apparently fairly senior in the administration divulging in voluminous fashion just excruciating details on some of our most sensitive and compartmented programs.
And that's that puts people at risk.
It puts people at risk. It puts our sort of, you know, our national treasury at risk. A lot of money goes into developing and protecting these programs. It tosses away decades of hard work by thousands of people, like you say, many of whom have actually given their lives for the development and protection of this information. And some of it puts at risk, and some of it destroys utterly. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, this is a serious issue, and that's why I wanted to have Frank come on the program with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Wucko, he's a national security expert. A little bit about the background. Frank is a retired naval intelligence officer, 23 years active duty. Frank, thank you for the service to our country.
Thank you. I enjoyed about 95% of every minute of it.
I bet you did.
The other 5%, I hate it.
Don't we all have
there
that,
you
don't
go.
We?
Exactly.
And Frank founded Red Mind Solutions back in 2007, and you do a lot of training with government, military, and some of these folks that you've had a hand in training, U.S. Central Command, U.S. Army Training, Foreign Military Studies, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We're going to have you come back on another program and talk about Border Patrol. But Frank set up a website, redmindsolutions.com, that has all this information on there and how he does what he does.
Yeah, well, thank you. And we provide plenty of different training services and opportunities to folks in industry as well as security services to help protect their investments, their industry, and their information.
So the business owners listening to this program then can go to that website and learn more about the services you provide and how you can help a business protect itself from the attacks, both foreign and domestic.
Sure. And we also, I mean, there's no getting around having to learn very well navigating the federal contracting and business spaces, too. So we provide support and consulting in that area as well.
Yeah, it's critical stuff. Frank Wucko, redmindsolutions.com. So we've got leaks going on, the obvious tie-in to a money show, which is what this show is all about, real money. And we talk about real problems, real solutions. Well, the real problem is it costs real money to pay for all of the counterintelligence, counterterrorist things that we do. And then when we see these leaks, they can cost, we've wasted a lot of money, and our country's not in a position, never has been, to waste money. But we do, don't we?
We do. We waste it on, I can think of no more foolish waste of money right now, in at least within the intelligence and Department of Defense, you know, spaces of government, that really than these leaks that are ongoing. I mean, this it makes the, you know, $500 hammer and the, you know, $1,200 toilet seat look like pocket change. These programs of the type that Sanger talks about in his article, I'm actually uncomfortable talking about them in detail, only because of, you know, recent access to,
sure,
you know, some operations ongoing. But these are extremely not just sensitive, but expensive to, again, to establish, to operate, to maintain. I mean, they involve everything from hardware purchases to travel, to property purchases, to every type of expenditure that a business person or a person running a large government program has to get his arms around. These involve, and when you have to alter them significantly, the cost to the taxpayer runs into the hundreds of millions of dollars across the board. Easily, and not to mention just the time spent developing programs, only to have them compromised because, for political purposes, somebody wanted them to appear in a national or an international newspaper when you consider the internet, for election year bravado. It's absolutely the most nonsensical thing I've seen.
Politics over safety. It makes no sense.
No.
All right. Well, Frank Wuko is with us, intelligence and national security expert. He also has his own radio program over on the West Coast, Tampa AM 970 WFLA. And we're super happy to have you on the program, Frank. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stay right there.
I'll be here.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market?
How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, this is a very insightful program. Well, it's insightful every day, but Frank Wuko is with us on the program today, intelligence and national security expert. And he's talking with us about the financial costs, which we just left off on before the break, of terrorist vulnerability and the leaking of information. And, I know that there are some real dangers behind these intelligence leaks. Talk to us a little bit about that, Frank.
Well, there are several, types of dangers involved, and people automatically, and rightfully so, jump to the dangers involving our operators on the ground.
Right.
Whether these are, soldiers, sailors, or CIA personnel. Another danger, a very real danger that exists there, are the real people that get involved with these operations in the nations where we operate, the sort of the host nation cooperative sources and witnesses, some of whose names and identities, such as the Pakistani physician who helped us obtain DNA information on Osama bin Laden, these are not cartoon characters, and they're not caricatures of something you read about in a book. These are real people who did what they did for us, not because they were doped or brainwashed by the CIA or Special Operations Command, but for altruistic reasons, in many cases, because they do not want to see their own countries tossed back into the seventh century. They take incredible risks, and they place an incredible amount of trust in our guys who are out on the ground developing these relationships, in getting these operations to where they need to be, only to have them blasted all over the newspaper. Now we have a physician in Pakistan who's in jail probably for the rest of his natural life, however long that's going to last him, and also a cooperative source in Yemen who helped us informationally with the Anwar al-Awlaki strike. So it's just so careless. How do we expect people, in the information age we're in, where people learn of these things overnight, to trust American operators and American personnel on the ground in remote and dangerous places when our guys come to them and say, "Hey, we need your help."
Well, I think I know.
Help,
I know it's a rhetorical.
Help us.
Yeah, I know it's a rhetorical question, Frank. I bet many of them are going to say no. And the thing that really bugs me about this is you've got a death warrant being signed for that person who's trying to help us by virtue of some politician running his mouth for political gain. And, the sad part is these folks overseas that try to help us for the good of their own country are putting themselves at risk, and they pay the price. What price does the politician pay?
That's a very good question, and I hope we find out the answer to that. We know that there are now More than rumblings, but you know, actual movement in Congress, as much as they can move as they approach a lame duck session to investigate the leaks.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I do too, because it's not going to take Perry Mason to figure out where these things came from. These programs are what we call special access programs, or SAPs in the business. They're very tightly controlled. People are read on. That means they have to read agreements, sign them. There are access lists.
So it's very, there's a high level of accountability. So you, if somebody will actually take the time to investigate, we can find out how it happened.
Very much so. I mean, imagine in the financial world, a non-disclosure agreement between you and a partner company that you're teaming with, and you know what the strictures on those NDAs are. The government NDAs for these programs and the sign-on agreements for these special access programs operate very much in the same way, except with heavy, you know, sort of punitive measures if they're violated. Now, when the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, came out with his, I'm sorry to say, a joke, if you will, of a remedy that from now on people who enter the intelligence services during their polygraphs are going to be asked if they've ever leaked information to the media. I mean, this is ridiculous. These, you know, you don't have junior petty officers in the Navy and corporals in the Marine Corps meeting with David Sanger in presidential suites of luxury hotels in New York and Washington, D.C., divulging, you know, our nation's most sensitive programs.
Yeah,
that's the problem is.
Yeah, it's about ridiculous. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Wooko, intelligence and national security expert. Website is redmindsolutions.com. And we're going to take a quick break, Frank. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you about how the terrorists and the adversaries, these foreign states, use the leaked information against us. So stay right there, ladies and gentlemen.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, and the website is redmindsolutions.com. The guest is Frank Wooko, intelligence and national security expert. And before the break, I threw a question to Frank. Come back and help us understand how the bad guys use this information that we seem all too happy to share with them and waste our time and money having collected and put people at risk overseas. Well, so what do the bad guys do with the info?
Well, they change their operations. They change their methods of operations. That's, you know, one of the most sensitive things about these programs is what we call sources and methods. So we reveal the sources of our information, like we did with the Pakistani doctor and the Yemeni source, and then we also reveal our methods. So every time we reveal a method, there is a counter method developed, or a change in operational type and pattern by our enemies. Again, it's for folks strictly thinking from the business standpoint, it's not altogether different. When you learn of, you know, that some sort of corporate sensitive information about your company has been divulged to one of your competitors, you immediately, you know, intuitively shift that method of operation, you know, to take the edge away from your competitor. You know, our enemies, the people who want to do us harm, operate in exactly the same way, and they have all the time in the world to make those adjustments. We then have to make a commensurate investment in time. Again, all the things I talked about before, the time required, the personnel, the development of, you know, the operational environment, the investment in hardware, technologies, you know, people, travel, all that stuff has to be completely rebuilt from nothing as a result of our enemy shifting ground when, you know, we lay it all out for them. One of the most egregious leaks, I thought, was when the Obama administration first came into office. I would be as harsh on any administration that did such a thing, but not only did they say they were not going to conduct enhanced interrogation procedures, but then they proceeded to release, you know, almost in its entirety, all of the CIA documents the sort of physiological parameters what our interrogation methods did to prisoners. So now they know the limitations of those programs.
So then they can create training programs for their operatives or people that might get caught by us and train them and mentally prepare them if that happens so they don't break.
Sure.
Yeah, that's real smart. God.
Well, you know what they did, and I had never seen anything like this in my 30-plus years in the business. They released these documents, which were classified top secret. Top secret means, literally, that the release of this information could cause...
severe problems.
Oh, yes, severe problems. It's the actual term is exceptionally grave damage to national security, whereas secret will just cause grave damage to national security. These were top secret documents with a simple ballpoint pen line drawn through the words top secret. Now every terrorist in the world knows the physiological extremities or parameters of, say, being waterboarded. They know they're not going to die.
Why would we do that? Why would we turn that over?
It, you know, without being able to get inside someone's head to figure out why that would be done, I could only imagine it would have to be done because somebody at a minimum felt ambivalent about, you know, these.
So in other words, they wanted to sour the deal. They wanted to rain on the parade and because they didn't agree with it. And you know, I agree with your comment, which you know, your prefatory comment there, that it doesn't matter what administration. I don't care who's in office. If they do stupid stuff like this, they need to be called out, and they need to understand the damage they're causing. And a lot of it, I know they're smarter than sometimes we give them credit. A lot of it is intentional.
It can't not be, because you cannot at once be, you know, credited with being.
Yeah, you can't be a genius and dumb at the same time, right?
There you go.
Which is it?
Yep.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're having an insightful and intelligent conversation with Frank Wuko, who is an intelligence and national security expert. That's a mouthful. The website is redmindsolutions.com. And this is just baffling to me how all this works, Frank. But, I mean, you've been in it a long time, and we appreciate your insight. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll come back, and we can talk about some of the things that our government or our citizens can do to try to help protect this sensitive information of all of this information we gather and spend so much money getting. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back. We are enjoying our conversation very much with Frank Wuko, intelligence and national security expert, and 30 years of service in national security and the intelligence community. You are what we call an expert, Frank, and we appreciate you being on the program.
I appreciate you calling me an expert.
Well, you're it. And the thing that, of course, I think our listeners are probably sharing my frustration, and I know you are deeply frustrated with all this nonsense about leaks to our intelligence community, and some of it seeing very willful and irresponsible. What measures can the government, which seems kind of ironic, but the government or us regular people out here do about this?
Well, I think... you know, nobody summed it up better than, you know, Robert Gates, the former defense secretary. According to Sanger's, the same reporting that the leaks were divulged in, when he was asked by the National Security Advisor how they would reveal or discuss, you know, a particular operation and its results, he said, you keep your blank mouth shut.
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
That's what you do. It's a crying shame, at a minimum, that there are thousands of people who have given decades of their lives protecting these programs for the American people. That's who these programs belong to. These are programs that are designed to, you know, protect them and keep the war off of our borders, if you will.
Right.
Only to have them show up all over the international, you know, news circulation system known as the Internet. There's nothing New York about the New York Times. Everybody knows that.
Right.
So it's the best thing that anybody in that business can do. And unfortunately, a lot of these appointed politicians have no experience in the intelligence community or in the national security community, and they don't particularly view this information as different from any other form of information, and none of it do they view as more important than their political goals. And that is that's a very serious problem.
It's a very serious problem. And, you know, there's this, I don't know, you've seen it, I'm sure, from a federal prosecution, FBI and other law enforcement agencies using a provision. I don't remember the number. It's like provision 1001 or something like that, where they can hold somebody or charge them for lying to them. Have you heard of that regulation they can use?
Well, I don't know the specific.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, they need to come up with, I use that as a lead-in, because we need something. You can't charge them with being dumb or stupid, but maybe, you know, I mean, isn't there some sort of, I guess I'm looking for a consequence here, Frank.
Well, the thing is that Congress has to act on this, because right now, with all of it in the executive branch, all of it under the purview of the president, his own appointed national security advisor, his own appointed attorney general, who we probably have one of the most political attorney generals.
Well, that's going to be another. Yeah, that's going to be another show for us to talk about Fast and Furious.
It is it's up to Congress, because you've got really the fox is kind of guarding the hen.
You beat me to the analogy. That's what I was going to say. It really is, and so it's where does a buck stop? Well,
and you know the cavalier nature with which these programs are divulged and talked about is really something new to me. I if we were just to put this in, let's talk about intelligence information being divulged in an unauthorized fashion, whether or not it's a leak to the media or an espionage case, I put this latest round of Sanger articles up there probably with the top five espionage cases that we've had in the past 30 years.
That's
think
crazy.
It's probably as damaging a case we've had since the Walker spy case of the 1980s, where the Walker brothers divulged our cryptographic secrets to the Soviet Navy. It ranks that high, in the fact that there is as much silence on the subject.
Well, of course there is. There's the media is not going to talk about it, and we know why.
Yep.
Well, if nothing else, Frank, we have brought an awareness to this issue today, and having you on the show. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Wuko, intelligence and national security expert. He's also a radio host. So I appreciate that. And his website, go get some more information about this and learn more about what Frank does and this very important topic, redmindsolutions.com. Frank, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.